Scooby Blue and His Dog Dot by Kanda Handler. Scooby Blue, Book 1. Scooby Blue and His Dog Dot. Written and illustrated by Rhonda Handler. Narrated by Jake Robertson. Ravencrest Publishing, St. Louis, Missouri. Published by Ravencrest Publishing. 546 Flanders Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. www.ravencrestpublishing.com. Copyright 2012 by Rhonda Handler. The inhabitants of nearby Arion were very different. Almost always unhappy, they waited for the Baltarians to leave so they could capture them. They wanted to get rid of Baltarian laughter. Although secretly, they wanted to know what caused it, so they too could be happy. The Baltarians, who knew what the Arions were up to, had built a special shield around their land. Anyone or anything that came within miles of Baltar's protective shield was engulfed in light twisters and spun around. Cobalt, who lived on Baltar, was about to be 150 years old, still a child by Baltarian standards. Although only 3 inches tall, Cobalt had a long, flowing beard, and it reflected every shade of blue. He was often excited, especially on his birthday, when the wind would rub the clouds in a certain way, releasing torrents of sugar rain that transformed the grass into candy canes, the flowers into fruity pops, and the snow into delicious ice cream, making the day extra special. On this particular birthday, all the Baltarian kids played in the sugar rain except Cobalt, who could only think about his present from his dad, a shiny new moon hubbler. He had spent months dreaming of hubbling off to see the world on his own. Finally, he was old enough to do so and smart enough to know that only the Hubbler was designed to save him from harm in places beyond Baltar's protective shield. Cobalt was so excited about his Moon Hubbler that he paid no attention to his dad's warning about using it.
"Son," his dad had said, "don't use it until I teach you the controls. It's powerful enough to zoom through the universe. But remember that outside our protective shield, we're easy targets for the Arions."
Cobalt's two-tailed and four-eared dog, Dot, so named because of his size, could tell trouble was brewing. His best friend was edgy, darting back and forth to check out his new hubbler. Dot knew he would have to stay as sharp as a tack to save Cobalt from himself. Later that night, Dot, Cobalt, and his girlfriend, Astra, took turns getting in and out of the moon hubbler.
"Astra, what could go wrong if I try to use it? Should anything happen, I'll figure out what to do," whispered Cobalt.
Getting into his hubbler for the 20th time, to himself he added,
"It purrs like water trickling down a crystal ravine. As soon as you touch the controls, genius Baltarian minds created it, so it must be failsafe and designed to talk to you through all of its functions."
"Be good, Cobalt. Wait for your dad to teach you the controls," warned Astra.
But a moment later, he turned on the engine. Opening his eyes, as the spinning finally stopped, Cobalt cried,
"Dot, do you smell that? Oh no, it's dark and damp. We're under one of those faraway smelly cities I've heard about. What's with the sirens, the beeping, and that awful sulfuric violet smell?"
barked Dot. He glanced around and sniffed, and then exclaimed, pointing,
"Look, a door of some kind! Let's go, Koba!"
When they reached the door, Cobalt yanked it open right away